Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here with you this week. We have a wonderful show, and we are in sunny Hawaii this week. And for those of you listening and want to call in on our show, the call-in number is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. We have two fantastic guests today. Our first guest is Ivy West with Solar Wave Hawaii. She's going to come in. She's really knowledgeable. She's talking to talk to us about solar energy, why you should have it, the pros and cons, which I really haven't heard of any cons. And it's going to be exciting, exciting first half. Second half of our show is going to be about the homeless, food pantry, how you can help, mindsets of the homeless, and just a lot of little tidbits you may not be aware of. And Pastor Charlie Lorenz from the Word of Life in Honolulu is going to join us on the second half of the show. Many of you listen from all over the country and even other parts of the world, but this still applies to you. And our first half with solar definitely applies as well in energy. So I'd like to welcome Ivy West. How are you,
well,
Ivy?
Good morning. Good morning and good afternoon and good evening to whoever everybody's listening to all over the world there. But it is morning here in Honolulu.
Isn't that awesome how we get to talk to hear people from all over and they get to hear us? It's just so much fun. So much fun. And
clever these earth people, you know, that the fact that you can reach out and talk to somebody around the world wirelessly, the technology is there for us, so that we do have a better life.
Isn't it amazing? And, you know, we find so many of our listeners listen archives because we can see our stats on the back end. And so many people, you know, download it and listen to it later or whenever. And it's so nice because you have so much information at your fingertips this way. And it really does make it easier for us. It's just, what did we do without it? We got along.
I don't think people would be able to handle or manage very well if it wasn't there, you know. I don't think people are prepared for that, and that's why solar is so important.
Tell us, you work with Solar Wave Hawaii, and you really know your stuff.
I
was asking you a bunch of questions, which are going to go over, and you just knew. With the solar, it's a photovoltaic system, right? Tell us a little bit about what the solar is and how that works.
Well, photovoltaic is a panel that takes the sun's light, the photon light cells, and converts it into energy on these silicone wafers. And then it's transmitted through an inverter that goes along with it to electricity, whether it goes into your home or back up on the grid. Here in Hawaii, HECO has a unique situation. HECO is our Hawaiian electric company on Oahu. They have different names, electric light company on Maui and the outer islands. But for here in Honolulu, the photovoltaic, because people have been using photovoltaic for many years in marine panels, small marine panels that power their pumps for their boat. They now power the lights. You'll see these little panels there or these warnings on the side of the freeway. You'll see these little panels up. Those are photovoltaic panels. And they don't really have any moving parts other than to transmit energy and convert it into electricity. So having a photovoltaic panel on your home means that you are utilizing the technology that's available for us today, and it actually zeros out your electric bill. Anybody that owns a home, for your realty agents out there, homeowners that are buying or selling, it's always a good idea to put on hot water solar and PV solar, which is your photovoltaic. Hot water runs the hot water through two panels that heats up, and there you have your hot water. It actually eliminates the bill. Now, I'm a renter, unfortunately, and my electric bill every month is $400. We have a pool, and there's five of us. And
wow.
We live out in Hawaii Kai.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 10 years, that's $47,000, and I have nothing to show for it. I have no them on my home. All I did was give all that money over to HECO. And the reason I came out of semi-retirement to work for SolarWave is because I believe that if you can save people money and they can take that money that they normally would spend on a utility bill and put it back into their pocket, where are they going to spend their money? Hopefully, they're going to spend it in our community, and our community will prosper. So I'm absolutely for the solar technology because of what it can do for a homeowner. It adds equity to the home. Your home does not get as hot because the panels are up on the roof and they're collecting the heat and the sun and converting it so that your home doesn't heat up, so you don't need to use as much electricity in either fans or air conditioning, you know, and wearing out the, you know, they all have a lifespan. So you're actually helping to save on your equipment, on your things in your household. And the great thing is here in HECO is when your equipment creates electricity and there's more left over, HECO has a plan. They charge you between $9 and $17 a month. Your bill is zero, but they'll charge you $9 to $17 a month to take the extra electricity that your system created. And they store it up for you in solar credits. So at nighttime, because the sun's not out,
oh my God, that
is not
fantastic.
Well,
so
your
so
system
let's,
is not creating.
So that is fantastic. So that's the one issue with solar because of course it's coming. You're getting the light from the sun, correct? Coming through,
mm-hmm.
working through the system. So
mm-hmm.
the power and the energy you're using. If at nighttime there isn't any, and you're saying that this it's like a converter that HECO offers, converts
well, no,
it and stores
HECO
it?
Stores it. It stores your energy, your solar energy, up in your solar account.
Okay.
And then you pull down from it at night from your account.
So, and
always
that,
your system makes more than what you have, you know, what you're going to use.
So that's a, and that's only like $9 to $17 a month?
Yes.
So you were saying you have about
a
400
with a full system.
With
a full
system.
Now, if you get partial panels or not enough panels, that's why we come out, we look at your roof. Every home is different. Every home is unique. So we have to look at how much your electric bill is, how many people are in the house, where the panels are situated on the house. There's some zones that are 500, 400, 300, meaning the closer you get to the mountains if you're back in the valley. So we have to take into account all of that in order to design a system that's just right for the household.
So that would be when we were saying the positives and the drawbacks, which I couldn't see any drawbacks of solar.
I don't see any drawbacks at all.
So what drawback would be if they didn't have this, that, okay, if it's not sunny and the system's run out of power, then you maybe would have cold water or you wouldn't have your energy. And the way to get around that or the way people are doing it is the utility companies, because we have a lot of listeners that will be listening in the States as well and in other areas of the world. So the utility companies, I would imagine most of them would offer this nationwide as well, right? They have a converter, like a converter that grabs the energy and stores
it. Well, it's a meter. It's a meter from the electric company that they put on that reverses the electricity and takes it up into their grid, and then they monitor it and they can see it and all. The other thing
is,
believe it or not, I know, but I even have better news. Believe it or not, solar works on cloudy days. It'll even work on a full moon. As long as you're getting light. Now, it doesn't work full, you know, it works just a little bit, but just so you know, even on a full moon that's straight up over your house, it will work. but, you know, it's generating very, very little at that time because of the light. It has to do with the light. Even in snowstorms, it works as long as it's day, you know, during the day, and it's not so dark that there's no light. Because sometimes in snowstorms or in cloudy days, it's still light, and it works on that. Not as good as a full sun, but it still works really well.
Wow. So, like, as a layperson to ask a question, so if somebody's on a farm or they're living off the grid and they don't have the electric company or whatever, they would pretty much have to use a generator or something else, right, for the times
We do have something else, backup batteries.
Yes,
there are backup
batteries.
Yeah. So you can also have that on a home where when you're on the grid, just in case the power goes out, there's an electrical storm, something happens with the utility company, you'll still be having power at night because of the backup batteries. Always in the day you'll have power as long as, you know, there's sun out, it's not a raging, you know, storm coming in. You'll still have the power.
Wow, I love that. This is, so just for an example, you said your bill was about $400 a month. So if you
own a home, been that way for the last 10 years.
Wow. So if you own a home and your average bill is about $400 a month, then a lot of the states are giving tax credits, tax incentives, if somebody goes solar, correct?
That's correct. And that's the other good news. Here in Hawaii, we have a 35% tax credit. Federal is 30, so we have 65% tax credits. It used to be 90. You could almost get a solar system for practically nothing. And the good news is there's all kinds of programs. A lot of the banks give you a clean energy loan for 2 years without any interest and without any money down. So you just take your current, what you're currently paying for your electric, depending. Some people are $700, $800. Yesterday I had a guy telling me he had a $1,400 electric bill because he has a care home and they have to run air conditioning 24/7 to make it comfortable, you know, for the ailing people. So those tax credits kick in, and they're just wonderful. Now, for some people that don't get tax credits because they don't qualify, they don't make enough, or they don't have an income deficit of some kind to where they have to, you know, pay Uncle Sam, there are programs like leasing programs where investors come along through the solar company, and the household owner doesn't have to worry about finding somebody. But they find investors that will take the tax credit and service that lease. So for people that just can't seem to have the money, as long as you're able to pay your electric bill, pretty much you're able to get solar. You know, unless your credit is so bad or your debt-to-income ratio is so high that you don't qualify. But we really try and help and work around that. And,
how do people reach you? How do people reach you? I want to give you contact information right now.
Okay, they can call me at 808-222-2453, or they can also email me at ivy@solarwavehawaii.com, ivy, at solarwavehawaii.com, because, you know, you need to catch the wave here and ride the wave. We've got just great news, you know. For writing the wave of solar solutions.
And eventually they may not give the tax credit. So when you're looking at, you know, when you're looking at basically almost getting your utilities for free once you own this, and I was reading on your brochures, they said on residential owners, the average payback is about 4 to 5 years. And then on commercial, it's about 1.5 to 3 years. This is just, it's fantastic. I think some people may have thought, well, this is just too much money, but it's really a no-brainer if it's worked out to where you own your house or you're buying your house, and it's going to get you down. So on like HECO, which is the same as many electric companies around the country, how does it not put them out of business? Or is, you know, when they basically, everyone's going solar.
There's plenty of homeowners that, and condominiums and all of that that people, and, you know, and businesses too, commercial, that still pay their electric bills that can't get solar or don't have solar. And so they've got plenty of, business. And they are also vested in other interests too regarding, you know, energy. So HECO and they're a monopoly over here.
Well, it makes it a win-win. I remember one of the questions one of the questions I had asked was with the power, and you said with the converter they make this work. And so is there any other money, for example, HECO, and if somebody switches completely, they would just make the $17 a month, or aren't any other fees, basically, or that's just...
No, that's it. Installation, all of that is included in the price, to where the warranties and the monitoring of the system, because we do monitor the system. But regarding HECO, now if you're off the grid completely, there is no charge at all, you know, to put your electricity up on the grid at night.
It's wonderful. And then that's really that. Now, what about when people does it void the roof warranties? Because you have a roof, say it's a shingle roof and it has a 20-40 year guarantee. Solar company, you come in and you're installing the panels. Does that void the warranty of the manufacturer, or how does that work if somebody has an issue?
We do not. It does not void the warranty. We work with the warranty that's currently there and match it to the end of that warranty, plus our own warranty on top of it, because we are installing on top of your roof, and so we're fully bonded and have the warranties for the panels, the workmanship, the installations, all of that.
And these are those would be kind of questions a homeowner would want to ask and find out about, right? Because I would imagine there could be companies out there that are, because this is such a benefit to everyone, I would think there's a lot of companies around the country, right, that somebody has to make sure they're covering themselves, right, that to make sure that these companies are warranting everything.
Absolutely. You should make sure that the company you work with is licensed and bonded with electricians, that they don't sub out. They don't subcontract out, because you don't know if that subcontractor is going to be around in a year or two or three or ten. And so you want to find a company that does all of its own in-house work.
That commits to it. That's fair. So tell us approximately, what does this cost, just on the average? I mean,
any system could be anywhere from $15,000 to $50,000. Some houses that are 10,000 square feet need 50 panels. I mean, some only need 16, 18. Every house is different. And then there are different panels. SunPower panel is one of the best panels out there, because it gives more kilowatt per hour per panel, so you don't need as many panels on your roof.
What kind is that? What kind of panel?
SunPower panel. They're copper back.
Okay, they're copper back.
Mm-hmm. There's SunPower, there's Panasonic, there's Mitsubishi, there's all kinds of different panels out there. So, you want to get a good solar rep that will give you enough information so that you can make, an informed decision on what type of panel would be best for your household.
Wow, I think here in Hawaii, these people should call you directly. You really know your stuff. And this is Ivy West again.
I'm the lady that makes the appointments, and I'll send out my solar rep, who will give you all the great information that you need and stay in contact with you from the beginning right until the very, very end.
Because Ivy's wonderful. Ivy's number, again, is 808-222-2453, 808-222-2453. Email is ivy@solarwavehawaii.com. And you all know you can always email radio@realityuniversal.com, and we'll give you contact information as well. And so does SolarWave work with other companies around the country, or specifically here in Hawaii?
Just specifically here in Hawaii, we've installed over 30,000 solar panels in Hawaii here.
Wow.
So
that's since 2007, huh? That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And the residential PV system, you just get more energy over the long term, and it's unmatched reliability and durability, we have a highly qualified and trained professionals who will help you every step of the way to make sure and ensure that your system is properly engineered, permitted, installed, connected, so you can receive the benefits of free electricity and also your tax credit.
I noticed
we're committed
this was started
to a more
by...
sustainable.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Unbelievable.
Go ahead.
No, I noticed this was started by Wendell Choi, and a lot of the projects that were done with your company were commercial projects which takes a lot of engineering, a lot of expertise, and then they're doing the residential. It's wonderful. So the cost that's included, you'll all give them the cost from beginning to end, and it includes everything.
Correct.
It's like you walk in, you handle the permits, the walkthrough, the applications, anything, right, all the way from the beginning to end.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're a one-stop shop solar, you know, company, and we do have a deep relationship with HECO and other companies in Hawaii. So we work with a lot of local institutions. You know, we want to fulfill their customers' need and provide the solutions for even the most challenging jobs, you know. And so we do apply up-to-date tools, and we analyze and create these innovative systems. And there's no maintenance. There's no moving parts, and it's monitored by a customized online system, so we can watch your system, you know.
Really?
And we and we've developed financial options, too, and purchase power agreements. So we do have in-house designers, engineers, electricians, consultants, you know, and we're going to be there for you. Now, we did do Punahou School, did the Cook Library there. That was 1,834 panels. That's big. You know, CS Woe, Ace Hardware. We've got
shopping
centers.
I see a whole
center.
List here. So do you charge for a homeowner wants to come out and get they want you to come out and get an estimate? Is there a fee for that?
No, there's no obligation. But in Hawaii, because some neighborhoods, HECO has found a way to stem the tide, so to speak, now they're required that we come out, take a look at your electric bill, and fill out this report called the net metering report, to where we put down, you know, how many kilowatts a month your system will need. And then HECO saves your place in line in your neighborhood, so when you want solar, you can get it, if and when you want it.
So, but for them to come out and say, how much is it going to cost, that's free, and they could probably find a price out pretty quickly. But if they want to get it, then they have to get in line. And when they get in line, is it months, a year, or just approximately?
It just depends on your area. It's probably a couple of months, sometimes to a year, depending if your area is totally saturated. So we come out, we do a site inspection, we prepare a detailed analysis showing your cost, the tax treatment, the payback period, the long-term savings, the internal rate of return, and loan analysis. We do all of that, so it provides a substantial cost saving to you via our, you know, relationships with suppliers and distribution partners. So we work really hard to complete your building permits and net energy metering agreement, you know. So we try to be the best that we can here, and we're locally owned and operated, and even Wendell is an Iolani alumni. So he was at the forefront of the commercial solar tax credit revolution in Hawaii. You know, he had a revelation, basically, that says, look, we can help people here. Now, he was a former Honolulu deputy prosecutor for the state of Hawaii, and he is an expert in financial photovoltaic systems and maximizing energy production from these systems. Wendell is a financial genius, really. And so we've done MidPack Institute, Calvary Lutheran Church. We've done a lot of churches, you know, Home World, condominium associations and more. We can really save condominiums and townhomes or, you know, townhouses a lot of money. Because,
so you may, if somebody, you know, if you're listening now and you even have a townhouse in an association, you may want to bring that up to your board because, you know, it can be, I'm sure there's a lot of,
Well, we'll power your common areas, you know, and that's big because the lights are on all the time in the stairwells and the hallways, the elevators going up and down if you have pool and jacuzzis or lighting, you know, all of that stuff, your office. All of that stuff can be powered and reduced. And we have one guy that's paying $8,000 a month. We went out and gave him an estimate and showed him where he would only be paying about $1,500 a month. Now, commercial is a little different than residential. Sometimes you can't, there's not enough space to put all the panels on, so you want to choose a panel that will give you the most kilowatt per hour if you've got limited space. So either way, it just works fantastically.
Can the panels go up on any, like, you know how you have flat roofs, pitch roofs, shingle roofs, stone roofs? Can it pretty much go on any type of roof?
pretty much on any type of roof. That's why we come out and take a look to see what condition your roof is in. Some people have to get their homes re-roofed, but it's still well worth it. You know, it's still well worth it. And
oh,
then
absolutely.
You've got some don't need it. So, you know.
I love it. It's just, it's a no-brainer, isn't it? Really is a no-brainer.
Well, it's sustainable. It's sustainable incentive because you're going to reduce the dependency on fossil fuels. You're going to definitely reduce your carbon footprint. And we offer up to a 30-year warranty on our panels, and the warranties of up to 25 years on the commercial and residential inverters, okay? So we do harness the natural sources of the energy, and it's less emissions. It does help with the environment.
Now, someone told me here in Hawaii that there were some moratoriums on some areas because of the weight, et cetera. But you had mentioned, I mentioned that to you last week when we were talking about this, and you had mentioned, well, that works now with the inverters. So if somebody is thinking they can't get it here in Hawaii, has that gone away? They can now, because of the inverters, they're able to, or converters, they're able to do this or not?
No, it has not gone away. What happened last year in June, PECO, our electric company here on Oahu, told everybody to go out and get solar, go green. So they did. Then they had the nerve to go back on TV and cry about the fact that they were losing so much revenue from everybody going solar that they're going to raise the prices. So that just got people mad, and they went out and bought more solar. I tell people, don't get mad, get PV, you know.
Exactly.
And so then they decided, okay, we have to do something about it. So this January of 2014, they said, okay, we're going to make everybody come through us with a net metering agreement. In other words, we look at the what you're producing, we save your place in line, and they've shut down some neighborhoods because they said that they were 100% maxed out. In other words, their power lines could not hold any more energy coming up, and they blamed it on the inverter company. Well, the inverter company got a hold of HECO and told them that they didn't tell the public the truth. They're going to go on TV and tell them the truth, that it's not their inverters. It's HECO trying to stem the tide of people getting PV because everybody's saving so much money on it.
So now you
so,
can
yeah,
get
that's
it.
Just too bad. That's just how business goes.
Yeah.
And so now they had to open up the areas because there's an inverter that HECO has approved that it does not spike. You know, at the peak power hours, it doesn't spike, so that there is no surge of power that HECO was saying. If that was true, they have a transformer on the line, they have a ground transformer, and then you also have your circuit box, which will, you know, the circuits will close if, you know, there's a spike in the electricity so it doesn't burn out your utilities. So a lot of people, HECO tried to scare people and said that would happen. It's never happened.
That's
you know,
fantastic.
It hasn't happened in our election.
Mm-hmm. So there's nothing to stop it now. So if you're here in Hawaii and you thought there was a problem, get on the phone and check into this because it's definitely doable at this point. A lot of people were waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have Ivy West on the phone, and you can reach Ivy, too, at 808-222-2453 with Solar Wave Hawaii. We are just getting ready to wrap up to our second half almost. I can't believe how fast the first half has gone by. You just really know your stuff, Ivy. You really know everything about this and think anybody should consider. And you're talking about if you have a $400 electric bill, it can go down to $17 a month, right? Or $800,
even
whatever.
If you have a $200 electric bill, about $180 is where I tell people, if you don't have hot water solar, get that at least because that will reduce 40%. Of your electric bill if you don't have gas and you're using all electric. So there's so many ways to go, but go green, everybody. I mean, it is the wave of the future. It is where we're heading. The technology just gets better and better all the time. It's a good investment for your home. It ups the equity. There are tax deductions and depreciation all along that really helps pay for the system for itself. And then once it is paid for, I mean, you're going to cry all the way to the bank to pay $9 to $17 a month, right? I would.
Absolutely.
I'd be crying for joy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're wrapping up the first half now. It's already the 30 minutes goes by so fast. We're going to have you back, and you have been wonderful. I so appreciate
you
coming on.
Well, thank you so much, Natalie.
And, thank you, Ivy, and definitely this is a way to go. Go solar. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on our second half.
Okay. Thank you so much,
Natalie.
I appreciate it. Go green, everybody.
Yay.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
We are back to Realty Universal Radio. And our second half, our first half was so interesting with Ivy West about solar, getting solar panels. And if you don't have them now, you want to really check into it and save lots and lots of money, help the environment. And there's ways to work it out even if we have a terrible storm and you don't have utilities. So our second half, as we discussed before, is Pastor Charlie Lorenz with Word of Life Hawaii. We're going to be talking about the homeless, the food pantry, how you can help, mindsets of the homeless, and just so much more than you would probably think. And if you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428. And I believe Charlie's in. How are you, Ms. Pastor Charlie?
Really good, Natalie. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you so much for
Appreciate
coming on. You're just awesome. It's such a privilege to have you on, and it's a privilege that I've known you for so long now. And what you're doing to help the homeless is just you're making a difference. You're doing it. And I wanted to discuss today, we wanted to talk a little bit about the homeless in the sense that a lot of people have a stereotype, and hear it many times, of what they think the personality is of a homeless person, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And there's many different levels of homelessness, and some people, you could offer them a home and they wouldn't take it, and some of them are desperately seeking a home and shelter. So we have a wide spectrum, and there's not going to be one thing to do to fix all. So we have to be diversified in how we approach our homeless solutions problems. And like for instance, we had a homeless camp that we visit frequently, and the owners of the property that this homeless camp was on, they called us up and asked us to come to a meeting with them, and they were asking us to help them remove these people, and they were saying that what they were going to do is buy a bunch of buses and convert them into homeless shelters, or do that and or build little cabins for them. So we listened to all the things that they, all their plans and everything, and then we just asked them, you know, have you people ever gone to the homeless people that are in this camp and asked them if they would want to be in a shelter like that? And they looked at us with eyes wide open, like, of course they would. Well,
wow.
We discussed that with them for a little while, and then they asked us if we would be willing to go, because we were there for Christmas, we were there for Thanksgiving, and we take them food and we take them gifts at Christmas time for their children and stuff like that. When they asked us to go ahead and ask them, well, we were kind of shocked at the answer. First of all, this homeless camp was very organized. They had they had a hierarchy in there. I mean, there's a
really?
Leader in there. Yeah, yeah. So, and it is a very safe camp because everybody watches for everybody else. So when a lot of them work. So when they go to work and their kids go to school, their belongings are safer than most people's household belongings. You know, anybody comes into that camp that they don't know, they question them, they talk to them, and they usually just boot them out unless they're there for a good reason. So, but we went in and talked to all of them, every single one of them, and we always start with the head. Whenever we go into a homeless camp, we always try to find out who's in charge. And the first person you ask, they always say, the first answer they have is, yeah, I'm in charge. And then you tell them what you're doing there, and they say, oh, no, it's not me, it's that person. So once you get to the person that's really in charge, then you can really help them out and do some work with them and stuff. So he allowed us to go and interview all of the people in all the tents and all of the people that are there, and they already know us anyway. So we went through the whole process of meeting with every one of them, and to our amazement, there was only one that said that they would go into a shelter like that, because they're on the beach, and they want to be on the beach, and you know, but of course, this isn't always the case, but most of them were working families, and they just don't have enough. They're underemployed. They don't have enough money to pay for rent and to pay for transportation and get to work and all that kind of stuff. So they just prefer to live in tents, and it's working for them. So, yeah, that's one aspect of them. Others are the people who have, like, husbands and wives that have both lost jobs, especially if they work for the same company, and that company is doing a major attrition, downsizing, and releasing all these people, and they both get released, and they could be working for two different companies, and it's really hard to get rehired again, and that's a real need right there. There should be some kind of emergency funds from the government for that kind of homelessness. And then to me, the worst homeless problem that we have for the homeless, not for us, because we also have problems ourselves with homeless. So, but for them, it's the handicapped, and especially the mental handicapped. Nobody will rent to them. There's very few people, even if they have the money, they just don't feel comfortable with them in their home. They think that they're going to destroy their property, and that they're just, you know, it's just really, really hard to get placement. We've been working with one person like that was in the Air Force, had a car accident, and he's hard to understand when you talk to him. And he walks with a major limp, and he's just really majorly handicapped. And we're having a really hard time going with him. And mostly my wife is driving him around and taking him to all these appointments for rental. And, you know, it's just not working out too well.
Because
he's handicapped. Social Security.
Wow.
Well, that's what we're assuming. We don't want to, you know, jump to conclusions. But typically, that is a big issue. So, for the longest time, I've really been wanting to do something, you know, with grant money or whatever, and build a homeless shelter mainly for handicapped, and not just make it ADA accessible according to the rules and regulations, but go above and beyond that. Make it really super comfortable for them. And if it could be on a block where they could have a grocery store and maybe a Long's Drugs or a Walgreens on the same block, so they don't have to cross streets or anything, that would be really ideal. And then on a bus line too, and you know, to move for food pantry. We want to put a food pantry in there too. So our food pantry is Feeding Hawaii Together, and we have I'm the executive director, founder, and also an assistant pastor at Word of Life Christian Center. My wife's the assistant executive director, and we've been doing that since 1993. And now that's a whole other story. But then you got the problems of the.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Then you have the problems of the. The house people who don't like to see the homeless, you know, on their streets, and rightfully so. And then you also, you know, you walk around town.
Are you there? Hello? I think I lost you. Charlie? Charlie, wait a minute. Are you there? Charlie, are you there? I think I lost you real quick. I'm not sure what happened. Let me see. I'm going to have Charlie call back right back in and see which one of us is out. Somebody's just, the call just dropped out real quick. We'll get right back into it. We'll get right back into having Charlie call right back in. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to have Charlie call right back in. Apparently, the call just dropped. Pastor Charlie's calling right back in. The call just dropped briefly. Let's see. We'll be right back in 1 second. I'm going to call back too. I don't know.
Hello.
Hey, Charlie. I don't know what was wrong with our line, but now we're back. Can you hear everybody here? Charlie, we're back in now. Oh, I think we just disconnected for some reason. Call right back in. Okay. Charlie's calling right back in, and we're getting on. We really apologize, everybody. We'll get this technical issue worked out in 2 seconds. We'll get this technical in 1 second. There we go.
Hello?
Okay, we are back.
Hello?
I don't know what happened. We had a technical issue. Thank you for calling back in, Pastor Charlie.
It's probably my phone.
It's okay, but you know what? I went in and then I didn't see any, so I clicked out, and I probably shouldn't have got off, so I clicked out and went back in. So everybody, we're back on, and Pastor Charlie, you were in the middle of talking about the food pantry, and please let's go back to that because it's great.
And the meeting I was at the Kakaako Improvement Association, and
okay.
They had a special meeting for homelessness problems in the Kakaako district, which is a big issue for a lot of people that live there and people that visit there. And two of the speakers, they had a whole panel of people. They had all kind of representatives and state representatives, and Tony Ching was there for HCDA and sheriff and all kinds of people. But the two that impressed me the most with their solutions was Tom Bowers, the representative of 23rd District, which is that district in Kakaako, and also Tony Ching from HCDA. So Tony Ching came up with a really good solution, and I'm not sure how many people are familiar with this, but there is a building in the Mackay side of Ala Moana Shopping Center behind the two car lots, the Acura of Honolulu and the Chevy dealership, back in that area where the Kakaako Park is. And there is, right by the old John Dominus, I forget what the name of the new restaurant is.
Oh, right by the Fisherman's
Wharf.
Oh, no, 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 I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, by Dominus. Fisherman's Wharf, but deeper
down in the back. Yeah.
Down in the back. There's this big, huge warehouse that's been vacant for a long time. And it needs a lot of work to get back up to speed. Infrastructure and everything is needed to tap into the sewer lines and water lines and electricity and everything. But he says that he's going to be able to, he does believe he's going to be able to do that, to make that a homeless shelter. Now, that's a huge, a huge building. So that would really work good for families and homeless people. And usually the thing about homeless shelters is they usually have a curfew when they have to come into the shelter to keep a certain element out, which is the prostitutes and the drug people, because, you know, they usually want to do all their things to the wee hours of the morning, like till 2 or 3 in the morning, and then they want to come into the shelter so they don't let them in. But for the regular homeless people, this would be a really good solution for most of them. And then, but I know that all of them wouldn't go there, because a lot of them just will not.
They want to be outside.
They want to be outside. And some of them have been abused in shelters and things like that. So there's that phobia too. And it does happen.
Oh, really? That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. But then Tom Bowers, he came up with the idea that I've been asking for a long time, and he's the first government person I've ever seen that has stated that this could work, and that would be to give a slice of a park or something somewhere and dedicate it to the homeless and let them pitch their tents and give them a shower, you know, erect a couple buildings with showers and toilets and sinks and everything that so they can meet that need. And, of course, that would have to have oversight, too, but that would be more open air and preferably close to the water line. So, but even if it wasn't, it's still, you know, somewhere in that Cockcroft Park district, if they did that with those two in combination, we would see a incredible decline of tents on sidewalks and homeless people just wandering around and things like that. So there's a lot of Neil Abercrombie, when he came into office, he had all kinds of people calling people who give away food, like us, and ask them not to take food directly to them. And we don't do that either.
Why? Why though?
Well, because it enables them to never move from their tent. So if you bring all of their necessities straight to them, it creates a bigger health hazard. Because they're not even moving. They're not even trying to get to a restroom. You know, they're worried about their belongings and unless they have some kind of organization where they're camping, they come back to nothing left, and sometimes even not even a tent.
Gosh,
and then there's
gone.
No, we almost done.
No. We have about 11 more minutes, but I want to, because I want, okay. No, it just goes by so fast. And would you say, because so many people, like I received an email, which I really had to make sure I didn't react to, and I want to get involved in it. Of course, you know, we all have so much on our plates, and we're trying to figure out how can we do this. There was an email that came through from a fellow real estate agent in Hawaii that was sent out to all of us, and it was very offensive. The woman basically said, she was copying several politicians here and was saying, how dare you allow the homeless on the street and they're you know, have mental problems and we can't even walk from Diamond Head to the stores without, you know, using the public restrooms, da 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 da. I had to really make sure I didn't react saying, oh, my gosh, who are you? How could, I mean, I know the person's name, but how could anyone do this? Why aren't you thinking of serving, helping? I mean, we're supposed to help the community, right?
Right.
How could you
right.
just bash it and stereotype? It's so wrong, you know? And, a lot of people do
exactly.
have mental people have mental illnesses, and they need help. Then I've heard you have homeless that maybe they're just on the drugs and alcohol so much that they're just trying to get that, right, and they need help. And I have heard over the years, a good friend that I know that was a paramedic for 30-some years said they used to try to get one gentleman off the street in the dead of winter on the mainland. He lost his toes, he'd lose his feet, but he would be back out on the street because of, like you were saying, there's some people that are not going to go into a shelter, right? And I guess that's where the tents help. So so percentage-wise, would you say, like, especially in Hawaii, and then we have this issue all over the world, we have it all over the country, percentage-wise, there's a lot of people homeless that really can be helped, right? I mean, that literally everyone can be helped and should be, but there's a lot of people that, like you said, so it's a stereotypical thing that people think is so wrong.
Yeah, they all can be helped, and it's just you don't want to just throw money at something. So we got to do research, we got to interview them, and figure out what's going to work and what won't work, and to that person who sent that email, I would say to them, when you walk around, why don't you take a whole bunch of bottles of water, and just go up to them and say hi. My name's Charlie. Would you like a bottle of water? All they got to do. Or just say hi to them. You know, they're scared of them, and people can, I mean, they can read people pretty well. And,
I always say hi and buy food and all that, so I didn't realize you're not supposed to take them the food, because I've always done that.
No,
I've given food. I won't give money because I don't want them to buy alcohol or drugs, but I've always got
right,
given food.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know,
but you doing that as a citizen, you know, just giving out a little bit of food is not a bad thing. But for an organization like us, you know, last year we gave away 1 million pounds of food to the needy.
Wow.
But we're not going to take a large bulk quantity of food. We've done it on Christmas and on Thanksgiving. But apart from that, we just don't take them food. We encourage them. We go to their camps, even on Christmas and Thanksgiving, and we tell them that they should come to our pantry to get food that they need. So a lot of them have started doing that. But then, again, they have to have that organization of where they're at, or they come back to nothing. And then there's the homeless that just wander the streets, and wherever they end up, they just go to sleep on park benches and things like that. They have no special place to live. And those kind of people, every time they sleep, they lose almost everything they have, because people the homeless will just take their food and take their IDs, and, so that's another problem, too. But I think I think that it was those two combinations of Tony Ching and the representative Tom Barros. I think that combination would probably bring down the percentage, to maybe 7 to 10% of people that are just going to be wandering the streets and just urinating anywhere.
How do you organize that?
Well,
and put it in. We get donations. It's a lot of. Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to require state and city people working together. Now, Tony Ching is state, and Tom, I believe he's is he city and county or state? He's state too. So, but see, now they have access to land. And for someone like me to try to undertake this, and fundraise for it would be probably a losing battle. But they already have the land, and Tony's already got land and building. So he stated in this Kakaako Improvement Association meeting that he's going to use that Look Lab. And but this isn't the first time the Look Lab's been brought up.
It's called the Lift
President
what
Obama.
Lab. This Look. Warehouse is what you're talking about, is it? Or
yeah, LOOK Lab.
And oh, Look Lab.
That,
okay.
That's what it was with the laboratory years back, and
okay.
and called Look Lab, and you know so. So when he brought that up, that was, like, really exciting. And then when Tom brought up his idea, I was just thinking, and both of these are needed. It's not one or the other. It's both of them are needed.
And make, because of the psychology, right, of who's going to go in, and that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then and that would help a lot. And then you just got to put the right people in place to man it, you know. And, you know, I was homeless myself, 15 years old. I got kicked out of my house, and I was homeless for 3 years. So I know what it's like to be homeless in Hawaii. And but back then, there wasn't a homeless problem. I mean, I hardly ever ran into anybody else that was homeless at that time. But I used to break into houses that were abandoned and sleep in them until I get caught, and then they kicked me out. And, you know, it wasn't that bad for me, but it wasn't that good, you know.
A lot of people in America, I mean, could be one paycheck away from being homeless, you know, when you get down to the nitty-gritty,
exactly.
right, of not having.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's just shocking to people when they become homeless. It's shocking to people when they lose their jobs, especially when they have children. So it's not just... you know, giving away food doesn't mean that you're homeless. There's a lot of people that are underemployed, unemployed, and going to the unemployment office to get unemployment insurance money. You know, and it just you can just see it on their face when they come into the Feeding Hawaii Together location. But you know, we just welcome them in and encourage them. They can shop once a week. They have to be in USDA poverty standards, and that's a sliding scale, like a single person that's on Social Security and doesn't have any other retirement income is can go up to $23,000, almost $24,000
a year. Wow. Well, we have about, literally, our show, we never have enough time on our show. I tell you, it's we have about a minute left, a minute and 20 seconds
okay.
left. How do they reach you, find you, for example, for Hawaii, for Word of Life, how do they find you? And then also for other areas, other states, who do they contact if somebody wants to donate, and also the people that want to get help? What would you recommend?
Well, the easiest way for them to donate would be to go to feedinghawaiitogether.org, and they can donate online. And if they would prefer to use it, that would be a charge card. If they prefer to send a check, they can send a check. The address is there too. Our website has got a lot of information on it.
Feedinghawaii.org. Okay.
Feeding Hawaii Together. Feedinghawaiitogether.org. Yes. And people that are local that find themselves that all of a sudden are in major need, especially with half kids, they need to come in. No shame, just come in. They get to get a shopping cart, walk through the whole thing. We have a lot of perishables, non-perishables.
Excellent.
And it's just,
and where do they come
it
into? They'll see it on the website, right? And if they don't have somebody that wants to help can do that and then give them the numbers. That's fantastic.
Yeah, 615 Keawe Street. If they come there, then on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And they can get the application online and everything. So,
okay.
If they have a computer, some of them don't.
We've got about 10 that we're going to get cut off. And so and anywhere else they can go in their local communities, too, and try to find for homeless shelters or to donate, too?
Yeah. Yes. There's lots of homeless shelters. I believe the best one is the one in Waianae. That has a sprung structure, so it's a really good homeless shelter. IHS is good.
I don't want to cut off. We're going to get cut off. I'm so sorry. So, Pastor Charlie, it's so wonderful that you're on. We're literally going to get cut off, and I'm going to go in and just go. It's feedinghawaiitogether.org, and thank you so much for coming on.
Natalie,
we'll talk to you soon.
For having me on. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.